Well, good evening, people, and how are you tonight? This is Newsnight with Solo Man. Well, not really. I've only got one news item, and it's not even news. It's just more of the old gobbledygook. So here's a picture of a femon. Not a young one, it's an old one. But according to the media story, she's still got it. She's got abs and everything. And she's 64 years old. You know what they're doing, guys, are trying to push that femons are ageless, and they're not. They have a very short window, and when it closes, that's it. The wall has hit this femon 3 or 4 times, but apparently, according to the media, this femon is still very sexy. Well, to me, there's nothing sexy about this 64-year-old femon trying to act as she's 20 or 18 years old. It's embarrassing, not sexy. And she's embarrassing herself. But the funny thing is, she probably believes she looks really good. That's how delusional they are. You see, with femons, if they say it enough, it must come true. I mean, at her age, if she's trying to keep fit, well done to her. But does she think that old men are looking at her thinking, oh, she's sexy? Of course not. They're looking at younger women. Does this 63-year-old look at young men or older men? I can tell you which one it is. Unless the older man has plenty of money. So here's another picture of her, obviously, in the gym. She seems to have an awful lot of hair for a 64-year-old, but it might be hers. But it does look like she may have had some face work done as well. I mean, I wonder what she looks like if you go out boozing one night and then wake up in the morning, like. And I don't know why some of these femons believe that the wall has forgot about them. And time and gravity has forgot about them too, because it hasn't. She's in fair shape for 64 years old, but she does look 64 years old. And of course, if you think about it, she's 64 years of old, but still using the same old one-pony trick. Thank God she didn't take her top off. Oh, and she's a grandmother. They love to say that, don't they? So you can imagine her daughter, right? Or even granddaughter.
Come on, Nan. Put your teeth back in and your hair on. And take those glasses off. We're gonna make an OnlyFans video.
So moving on to something a bit different. It's kind of funny that we're supposed to think certain things, not say certain things, to appease just about 2%, probably less, of the population. That's a bit odd, isn't it? But all of us men who are awake and aware know that femons are control freaks. They all are control freaks. For instance, my sisters, my nieces, every femon I've ever met has been a control freak. We've all been in a place, say, I don't know, a supermarket, a restaurant, and this femon comes in with her 3 brood kids, very young, and you can hear them coming, and this femon does nothing but yell orders at them all the time. Sit down. Don't do that. Move over there. Bossy as hell, isn't she? Of course, she's bossing these young children around. That's different, eh? But she tries it with grown-ups as well, don't they? They try to boss her husband around just the same way. And their long-term boyfriends. It's very condescending. Because she may know what's good for young children, but she has no idea what's for adults. And that's who they generally are with. And generally, if you look at their lives, they couldn't organize a piss-up in a brewery. And yet they're telling you what to do. Some companies have actually fired their diversity people. You know, the heads that come up with the ideas. Woke ideas. Have you noticed they're all femons? Because femons are pushing wokeness. Wokeness comes from femons. If you look at some of the wokeness rules they come out with, it always removes the masculinity in anything. Because femons inherently are control freaks. Because masculinity is common sense, logical thinking, reality, which destroys femons' fantasy worlds. With facts and figures. Take a look at the New Zealand Prime Minister. That is gone now, thank God. She was a control freak. She tried to control everything about her country and the people in it. And all the while, she was smiling. Anyway, maybe you don't know, but I'm from Canada and I used to live in a very small little town. You know the towns where you cough one end and you've got pneumonia the other. But we used to go out and look for femons when we got to a certain age. And this video kind of shows how we did it. Don't forget, this is a while ago.
Oh, that's so pretty and nice. And reasonably priced, too. Especially when it's only going to be used for one day.
Mm-hmm.